Welcome back. We are here with the Honorable Court of Appeals Judge Joe Donald. Thank you so much for being here with us, Judge.
It's a pleasure to be on the show, and I'm looking forward to having a good discussion.
So here, right out of the bag, right? We are here on a major holiday, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s holiday. How did Dr. King impact your life?
Wow, that is an important question. And I have to tell you, my exposure, as a young child, I was, barely a decade into my life when he was assassinated. And I remember my mother making me watch the funeral services. So it was something very real and tangible and physical to me. And I have to say, as a young person, I kind of got caught up in this sort of Martin versus Malcolm. And Malcolm was perceived as being one that really spoke for the legitimacy of the issues that confronted African Americans, and his approach by any means necessary was very appealing. But I have to say, as I got older in life and really started reading Dr. King, I'm like, man, this man was really aggressive in his direct confrontation and very strategic. And in fact, I think he was more of a militant, more radical, more provocative than Malcolm X. I always get frustrated with on King's birthday, the national holiday, how we always play the speech from the March on Washington, I Had a Dream. But if you look at one of his first speeches, and I just love it, it was to the Montgomery Improvement Association on the eve of the bus boycott. And that was the speech that sort of launched his career. And it is amazing. It is amazing the things that he talks about on how to confront an unjust system. And so, Martin Luther King has always had that impact and influence in my life and understanding what is right, what is wrong, and be willing to confront it and stand up for it. Because he would preach passive acceptance is perpetuating an evil and an unjust injustice, just as actively perpetuating it. So, I'm always excited to talk about Martin Luther King. And by the way, my first name is Martin. I can tell you that's a heavy name to carry around, but I was named after Martin DePors. But that Martin name is a heavy name to carry. So I usually just have my friends call me Joe.
So Judge Joe, thank you for letting me call you Judge Joe. I want to just briefly, you are now a Court of Appeals judge in the state of Wisconsin, District 1 out of Milwaukee, one of two African Americans holding that post. It's an amazing accomplishment, and I'll put it out there for all of the public. I backed this judge when he ran for the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and he should have been there. I'm delighted he's on the Court of Appeals, but we tried, Judge Joe, but we didn't get there. But talking to young people out there listening, of whatever color, right? What do you have to say on today, on this day that we celebrate this great human being, in terms of what's the lesson you can take to them?
Well, the lesson I would give is we need young people to pay attention. We need them to be totally engaged and willing to actually protest. I was, at the start of the pandemic, I was amazed at how involved the young people were when they started protesting, the public lynching of George Floyd. So My advice to young people is to pay attention. Pay attention to your right to vote and what limitations are being put on your, what barriers are being put to prevent you from exercising your right as a citizen. I love this country as much as anyone else who has been born or who has immigrated here or who wants to immigrate here. And we have a rights. We have rights. We have a constitution. And I want young people to understand that it's their constitution as well.
That's right. It's all of ours, right?
Yeah.
It's not just white old guys like me.
That's why this hurts so much. Everybody's. This last couple of years has been so, so painful because we're patriots. That's how I feel.
You're right. So, right. Judge, I got a couple more minutes here. From your vantage point, high up in the Court of Appeals, looking down on the rest of us, what do you perceive as the threat to democracy in Wisconsin and the rule of law?
I think the biggest threat right now, it's very real and imminent, is curtailment of our rights to vote. That threat is affecting our daily lives. And I am hopeful that we will continue to protest any unjust laws. I'm hopeful that we will be able to have a strong and independent court look at these laws. I'm hopeful, and that we will have a citizenry who will be willing to put their freedom and liberty on the line to ensure that these laws that we have there are rights protected.
You know, Judge, we thank you so, so much for your words of wisdom, your words of hope. In 10 seconds, what's your call? What's your call to action?
My call to action is to make sure that everyone has the ability, the means, and the wherewithal to ensure that they can vote. That's what we have to make sure. I can't have anyone sit back on the sideline and say, oh, well, it's somebody else's problem. I don't have time today, or I'm just too busy. There's too much at stake. Elections matter.
And they matter every time, and every person's vote counts, and every person's vote is equal to the next person's vote, right?
Absolutely.
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 All right. So, Judge, thank you for giving up your time on this night of holiday. We thank you for your work hard on the court for justice and the rule of law. And I hope to have you back soon.
Thank you, Mr. Thompson and Pastor Lewis. Good to see you. And any young